The Lord be with you.
And
with reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of King David. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Joram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amos. Amos, the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Asor. Asa, the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Achim. Achim, the father of Eliud. Eli, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who was called the Christ. Thus the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, if anyone can repeat all those names in order and pronounce them correctly by tomorrow, I'll give you $8, okay? maybe 10. There are two generations. One is from Matthew, which goes back to David, and the other one is Luke, which goes back to Adam. So there are actually two genealogies that you can find with respect to Christ. I think very often priests have a horror when they read this because they say, how are you going to preach on this? But I'll give you three ideas that occur to me. The first is that if you read through the genealogical tree of our Lord, there are sinners. Rahab was a prostitute, yeah? Very interesting. How do you interpret that? And David certainly committed his sins. He committed adultery and murder, right? The interpretation is that our Lord came to save the human race. He was sinless, but those who were in his genealogical tree were sinners. Next point I'd like to make is Father John Hampsch, who's a Claretian priest. He's in Dominguez Hills now, and he's in his mid-90s. Very good man. Very good man. One of his fortes is that he's a writer, but also he's insisted a lot upon the healing of the genealogical tree. Have you heard of that? The healing of the here's the genealogy, the thought that occurred in the healing of the genealogical tree. And people have asked me on that. And with your permission, I'd like to comment on that. The other day when we celebrated the feast day of Our Lady Guadalupe, giving a talk to a group of Hispanics, Mexicans, I said that most of you have blood that comes from the Aztecs as well as Spanish blood. That's why the Pope in his homily said that Mary was mestiza. And what she did was these two cultures were at odds with each other before Mary came. And Bishop Zumarraga was afraid that there was going to be a fight, and then that the Aztecs were about the most furious warriors in the world, would have eliminated the Spaniards like that. They were a highly cultured race, and they were about the best warriors. This is 500 years ago. So as a result of the Blessed Mother, not only did they not kill each other off, but they became friends and they intermarried, and that's why you have the Mexican people here, and there are a lot of you here. You are from the mestiza. Some of you are more Aztec than Spanish. Some of you are more Spanish than Aztec. But it's beautiful how the Blessed Mother was able to unite these two races that were really at odds. Mary is the Queen of Peace. She's the Queen of Peace. Maybe for most of you, you don't really care too much about your genealogical tree. For me, it's fascinating. I have English, French-Canadian, German, Scotch, Irish. I'm 97% European. Yeah, almost 100%. And I find that to be pretty interesting. Okay, now in my genealogical tree, about 200 years ago, there was one of the brooms that got in trouble with the law. But also, my great great-great-grandfather was one of the founding fathers of the country. I really find that to be a real honor. If you just Google in Jacob Broom, he was a politician in 1776, the time of George Washington, and he was one of the founding fathers of this country. And he was very liberal in the sense that he wanted to free the slaves. This is 100 years before Emancipation Proclamation. Do you know your history? So I find that in my genealogical tree, you have this one person, you got trouble with the law in Alabama, you know, but 200 years ago, he was a founding father. So I find that to be very interesting. Well, let's get back to the genealogical tree, the healing of the genealogical tree. Are you listening? Okay, I have a very simple way that you can do it. Father Hampshire's got a pretty elaborate system in which this can be carried out, and I would say what he says is going to be very good. He's a very holy man. But as the older I become, and none of us are getting any younger, whether we admit it or not, I'm trying to simplify my life. And you people are in your 60s or old, you might follow my advice. Try to simplify your life. And we tend to be cluttered, and I'm trying to be more and more simple. So I think the best way for you to do this is to offer masses for your family. Okay? Masses for your family. And the purpose of that mass is to offer up reparation for all the sins of the Broom family, Lejefic family, okay? The Smith family, that's my mom, is from the Smith branch, no? In which you're offering that mass in reparation for all the sins of your relatives. Amen? Good idea? Hello? I don't feel that there's any better way, because the Mass goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. Because the Mass goes to the cross. The cross was a meta-historical event. If you don't know what that means, a little bit of theology is more. Meta-historic means it transcends time, culture, and place. So this goes all the way back to the beginning of your relatives. And if you just offer one Mass, the precious blood of Christ, one Mass is worth more than the whole universe. One drop of blood of Christ could sanctify the whole universe a million times, because it's the blood of Christ, and He's infinite. So next time you offer a Mass, do that. Okay? La Familia Muñoz, or Wirikum, whatever it might be. Familia Alfonso, okay? But your special intention. Your special intention is to repair for all the sins of the past. And repair for all the sins of the past. And not only that, but also implicitly what you're really doing is all your relatives, some still might be in purgatory. Hello? We don't know. You might have a relative that was, you know, living in 1776 as my great-great-great-grandfather lived. And this man was not even a Catholic. I'm going to pray for him in the Mass today. Through the precious blood of Christ, all of our relatives that are in purgatory will be purified and go to heaven, to pray for us so that we can get to heaven. I really feel that we don't take advantage of the Mass. because here in this church, the Mass is so available. If you come late to one Mass, you come late to one Mass, you come early for the following Mass, huh? We could become jaded. Jaded means this. You become accustomed to, and you don't appreciate. Every time you come to Mass, it should become as if it's your first, your last, and your only. Amen? Yeah. But we become accustomed. We take it for granted. That's why Juan Diego. I love Juan Diego, don't you? He walked 9 miles to go to Mass. Now how old he was? 57. When people died when they were 40 years old. Then he walked back. 9 plus 9, or 2 times 9. You can add or multiply however you want. Now, it's going to be the same answer, no? Even though the modern educational system will maybe try to change that, huh? It's 18, right? And then on Sunday he did it again. So within 2 days, Juan Diego's walking 36 miles. And he wasn't walking on the sidewalks of California, huh? He's walking on the serpientes. And I think that he really appreciated Mass, didn't he? So with respect to healing our genealogical tree, the Mass is by far the best way to do it. With your permission, I'd like to make one more comment, and it's this. Over the past, I'd say 10 years, when I baptize babies, I'm baptizing babies with really weird names. Weird names. Names that the people are inventing. That's wrong. And you're going to have relatives, children or grandchildren, that are going to have their children. Try to prevent them from giving a really weird name. A weird name. Doesn't even exist. I think what they do is they go to 99 cents and they get some dice. You know, some dice with all the letters in the alphabet. They kind of go like this. They just throw it out. The first 12 letters is the name of the new child. I think they do that, no? Or maybe they flip a coin, or they maybe, you know, look at some modern rock and roll star or some exotic flower on the top of the Himalayas and use that. That's wrong. It's going to be more difficult for them to get to heaven because they don't have a patron saint. You hear me? So we want to get to heaven, we should use all the resources we have. I think my parents did it well. Listen to this. Michael Joseph, amen. Thomas Peter, amen. Christopher James, amen. Victoria Ann, amen. James Patrick, amen. Maria Teresa, amen. I would get at least an A minus on that, huh? Not bad. Because my parents gave us two names, not one. And then with our confirmation name, my name is Paul. I've got three saints that are praying for me. Claude de la Colombière, Saint Edward the Confessor, and Saint Paul the Apostle. The Beatles used to sing, get a little help from my friends, right? I'd like to baptize that Beatles song, huh? So talk with your relatives about these weird names, nombres raros, and encourage them to choose Joseph, Michael, Guadalupe, Maria, Now, these are beautiful names of some of the greatest men and women who've ever walked planet Earth. Don't you want them to help you? Hello? Hey, you know, my little sister, she's got the Blessed Mother and Saint Therese and Saint Teresa of Avila praying for her. That's powerful. That's powerful. So, tomorrow when I see you, if anyone can give me in order with the proper pronunciation, the genealogical tree, I'll give you $8, okay? Maybe even $10, no? So let's heal our genealogical tree by the Mass, and also let us value our name and the name of others and encourage, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, to give a Christian name to that child. He has a right to have a Christian name. He has a right to that. And that's going to be great help so that he can make it to heaven to be with those saints, to glorify the Trinity forever and ever. Amen.